Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Let me now take you slightly northeast of Australia to the Solomon Islands, a near neighbour with a thriving Christian community. They love to sing, they love to play music. I'm sure you'll love to hear them sing and play their music because it's a treat to welcome Songs of Solomon's to Open House. It's a nice take on the name of the Old Testament book, Song of Solomon. This is a group passionate about worship music, but a music emerging powerfully and authentically out of their own culture. They've been brought to Australia by YWAM, Youth with a Mission, for a mission conference and some training with a nice touch of music. So let me introduce to you Joel, Kim and Shelby from Songs of Solomon's and Coco from YWAM. Guys, welcome to Open House.
Thank you.
It's great to have you with us. Joel, can I start with you? Perhaps for those not so familiar with your homeland, paint us a bit of a picture about the Solomon Islands, its history, culture, people. What's it like?
Solomon Islands is made up of five big islands, main islands. We have more than 100 smaller islands put together. We have a small town. The capital is Honiara, and the population is roughly about 500,000. We're like 95% of Christian. Everybody, like, we're drawn to music.
Yeah,
and everybody just loves music.
So tell us where the idea of Songs of Solomon's first started.
I had a passion for music, taking the songs from Solomon's out to the nations. So I met with Eddie, Pastor Eddie, and we have some talks, and like he has the same vision for music too. So we come up with the name Songs of Solomon's, and we started writing songs, do recordings, and we have the heart to bless other nations with our songs.
Yeah. So tell us, Kim, about two things, the following of the Christian church there and the importance of music in the Solomons.
It plays a really important part because a lot of our young people, they draw to music, and like we have reggae, we have all sorts of music, and yeah, so we want to take young people and that they can focus on one music. We want to take them into a music where we can play it in the church and stuff like that. Yeah. So.
Have you always had music like reggae in the church there, or has it had a Western heritage before now?
Now it's going to into Western time.
Yes. Yeah.
And we've been out into missions, and when God gave this vision, the Songs of Solomon, to Joel, and the first thing I think that comes on Joel's mind is that, oh, I need to get Kim in this. Yeah.
Is he that good, is he?
Yep. That's good.
So what do you play, Kim?
Oh, I play the electric guitar. Yeah. I play guitar.
Joel?
I play the piano and keyboard works and do recording.
And Shelby's here as well, so we'll hear a bit of that in just a moment. Coco, can I ask you, where did YWAM's connection with these guys begin?
One of the guys, Pastor Eddie, that started up Songs of Solomon's, he was actually just came through the base and was just spending a few weeks just praying with us and meeting with us. And so, yeah, when we invited them to come over for this Christian conference, we really just felt that they should stay and attend this school with us, which is the discipleship training school, just so they could get better equipped.
So he was here to pray with you, nothing more?
Yeah, he was actually, I think, just traveling through Australia, just spending time praying and just spending time, like, seeing what God had next for him and for everything he's doing.
What an unusual experience, which could teach us all a lot, I think.
Yeah.
So they're part of the discipleship training school. What goes on there?
Yeah, so the discipleship training school is a six-month school that basically is training in missions. So 3 months is just lectures, getting to know God more, getting to know more who he is, what the father heart of God is, what God's heart for the nations are, a lot of different things. And then after you spend 3 months getting to know God, you just take 3 months and, you know, make him known. You just go out into the streets and share. So the other 3 months will just be going to another country overseas and, just sharing with people what we've learned and what God has done through the course.
This is specifically often connecting with island nations in this region.
Our base actually feels very closely connected to Indigenous groups, And so for us, like, we really just want to see people released into the passion that God has given them, like, whatever that may be. And so for us, it was really exciting, like, to see not only some, like, youth coming forward that really, you know, just want to be released into passion, but also seeing, you know, Indigenous people rise up in what God has told them. So
wonderful thing to see. Joel, what about this vision? How would you put into words the vision of the Songs of Solomon?
It's taking the songs from a nation, the God-given songs, our own songs, and blessing other nations. So whether we'll be operating, I think, in two parts, recording and also touring, getting this music abroad, like to other nations and to concerts, visiting churches, playing with youth groups, and getting our own songs and impacting other churches. Yeah.
And you started recording with a very good friend of Open House,
yep,
my mate Tom,
yep,
which I'm sure is a very good recording. Yep. Kim, how would you explain the vision? Why take your music to the nations? Why would you do that?
God has really blessed us a lot, and we don't want to keep it to ourselves, and we want to share what God has laid in our hearts to share to others. And yeah, with this vision, we are allowed and have the privilege to take what God has blessed us with and bless others with.
Well, now's the time. Let's hear from Joel, Kim and Shelby from Songs of Solomon's. This is the music that they are taking to the world.
Let me hear your whisper.
gave you my heart. With everything I have, surrender to your will. Draw me in your arms. Let me hear your whisper. Your presence is where I long to dwell for the rest of my life. Your presence is where I long to dwell for the rest of my
In the Open House Studio, a great song of worship, Songs of Solomon's, I'll Give You My Love. Guys, why is worship so important to you? Why is it such a big thing and so important to put music to this?
It's the way we express our relationship with God, and God gave us this gift, and in worship we can express our heart to God.
Because it's about Him.
Yep, it's about God.
Kim, what would you say? How would you respond to that?
For me, it's a way, like Joel said, something to do with our relationship with God. And yeah, it's a respond, and also to give back what He has given us. He has given us the talent, and worship is the place where we go to and just give it back to Him.
Yeah. And something you want to share with the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they listen. And I'm really glad to meet all of you. Joel, Kim and Shelby from Songs of Solomon's, and Coco from YWAM. Guys, thanks very much for coming in on Open House.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.